Okay, here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How's it going over there? Your weather's nice?
Yeah, a little rainy, but not bad. We need the rain on the West Coast, so that's good.
Awesome. This is the time of year, and Hawaii's beautiful, and this is the time of year where weather's a big issue. So that's why I was wondering. The East Coast is getting slammed, and you know, I heard yesterday, I got an email yesterday that Baltimore, had 4-degree temperature that was the lowest it was recorded this time of year since recorded history of 1870. So it's like, oh! So this is when we start to realize how lucky we are.
Yeah.
How lucky we are, you know, to and I feel for the people that are homeless. That's just, I can understand now why the churches and places give them the tickets to the warmer weather, you know, this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's good to hear you're back from Hawaii for a little hiatus, and I'm getting healthier with my leg, and so it's good to connect.
Absolutely.
Good to connect, and you know, today the first half of the show is going to be on cap rates and the rate of return. Should you buy or should you not buy? This is actually an excellent time to get back in the game of real estate if you can do it. We know a lot of guidelines have changed when you have to get loans. It's really difficult. If you have to put a lot down, but there's also more commercial loans seem to be opening up, like more, some of the investment loans seem to be loosening up some of their guidelines more than some of the residential is what I'm seeing. It's a good time to get back in the game if you have been investing, or for you to look at picking up properties for the long-term asset benefit. You can get some really good deals in different parts of the country. We have a lot of listeners that are in different areas. A lot of people listen to archives. So today we're just going to go over the simple version of the cap rate and should you buy or not buy and things to look into, which many people are already aware of if they're in the investment world. But if you're not, we hope you listen in too. And if you want to call in, feel free to do that as well. And Randy, the numbers, we've got the 347.
Yeah. 347-945-5428. That's 347-945-5428.
Which is different than our regular number. But live, it'll bring you in live. And it's such a good thing. When you look at the, and so that'll be the first half. And then, Randy, the second half of the show?
Second half of the show, none other than my wife, Monica, going to be joining us.
Yay.
Yeah, she is increasingly kind of stepping out in terms of connecting women to each other and doing that through a variety of platforms. And I think it's a great follow-up to last week's interview we had with Stacey Moniz, Women Helping Women on Maui. Monica going to be talking about her journey and about her her desire to see women, connect and help each other on all sorts of kind of all sorts of life, you know, situations. So that'll be fun. I don't know if we've ever had Monica on. Yeah.
No, cool. I think maybe a couple years ago, but not for, you know, you two do the marriage workshops, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Monica is just the most amazing woman, and I thought so from the first time I spoke with her and met her. She's just amazing what she's done all these years, and with you two raising a family and with the marriage counseling and with the women connecting, and she's very, very wise and just as always seems to have it together and give and has that love, and it's such a, can't wait to hear her on the second half. And it's really is about connection and love and growing and healing, isn't it? Just it's really out there. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah, muy importante, as they say. And,
as what?
And so women again, muy importante, as they say, south of the border. Very important.
Very, very, very important. And so lots going on today, and we only have an hour to do it. So I think we'll take a quick break and come right back and dig right into the rate of return on the first half of the show.
Okay, we'll take a break and be back.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
How do I get off of the I think I'll do it to the do it stage? You see, many people, their life is something like this. Ready, aim, 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 aim. They never fire. They never shoot. They never execute. Now, let me just also say there are some people that's like, ready, fire, aim. And, you know, they don't execute either. They just shoot somebody accidentally. Execute means that there's a ready, preparation, aim, get your target, but then you shoot. The greatest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win.
Absolutely. We are back, Realty Universal Radio, on the air everywhere. And, of course, the website, realtyuniversal.com. And, yeah, go there. Check it out. You know, and by the way, if you've not been on our blog talk page, blogtalkradio.com/Realty Universal. I was just looking there today at all of the shows over the last, you know, what, 2+ years, and pretty amazing. And we are now officially a featured show on Blog Talk Radio. So when you go to that page and you see the picture of Natalie, there's a little banner there which says featured, which means, you know, they promote this show across the network because
A lot of people, I think, also download. You know, nowadays everybody wants to download and listen to it when they're when they're driving or when they're jogging or running or exercising and not just live. So, yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you to our listeners, and thank you for all your support. And we're continuing on. We're moving on. And I think it says something about consistency, right, to do it the same time every week, and people know they can count on going in, and we don't have any blanks and skips, Joes, and things like that. So I'll tell you, on point with way things are going right now in the economy, as you hear, so many people are having hard times, trials and tribulations. One thing I just want to mention, because we're going to talk about the rate of return and getting out there. People might say, I don't have the money to get out there. Well, you can try to dig and see if anyone will do owner financing. Get in and try to see what you can do, because really, as far as an asset goes, and if you look over the last 40, 50 years, real estate has been a solid asset. And, you know, there, of course, there's situations where we had that six-year, seven-year balloon boom where people lost a lot of money because it was just so overrated. But overall, when you look at conservative investments, real estate really has been a good place. I mean, think about, you know, places where you can have equity for the future. You'll have some investors saying that your home may not be your best asset, invest your money in other places. There's so many different mindsets and trains of thought. But when you get down to the nitty-gritty, overall, bar none, you can see where real estate really is a great investment. We've talked about the REITs a few times on the show, too, where you might want to get into those. But today, I wanted to mention that mindset, and for everybody listening, this is so important, and I've been there, everyone's been there. When we have a scarcity mindset because we don't have enough money or things aren't working or we're, you know, there's not enough at the end of the day, and, you know, I've been an entrepreneur my whole life, so, and running businesses, and different things happen. I had some health issues in the last few years which stopped me from being able to do what I normally could do, and we all have different things that can happen, and when you're an entrepreneur, well, guess what? You can't say, I'm really sorry. Can we please stop that overhead for like 3 months, 6 months? Can we just get back to that later? You can't do it because it keeps rolling. And everybody that, you know, when you have jobs and you have a job, your bills keep coming in too. So it's not something we can do. But for some reason, our mindset, though, is huge. In order to dig out of that hole and get to where we need to be, we don't want to have scarcity. So when you start feeling the scarcity mindset, it's good to stop, pull it in. Me, I can get on the phone and try to make things work. There's just different ways. Pull it in and say, wait a minute, I am so wealthy. When we have our health, when we have our family, when we have love, you know, we are wealthy beyond belief. So we can't, that scarcity mindset sometimes boils all down to money, but when we have to pull it in and go, oh my gosh, I'm super wealthy. This isn't, and then you can start working on ways to get the money to come in and work on other avenues. But when you have the scarcity mindset, for some reason, it scares you, you draw less and less, and then you don't fill up the cistern, you don't fill up the well, and it makes the matter worse. So I know that may sound simple to say, but I just want to throw it out there because mindset's everything, and when we change our mindset, we change our life. We all get down in the dumps, and believe me, I just had broke my leg and ankle a few 3 months ago, and boy, the changes I went through, the no energy, it was horrible. I mean, horrible, and it really is a mindset, though, to start getting back. So on the rate of return, the simple formula for a rate of return, the rate of return, you want to see the cap rate, the percentage of money that you're making on your investment. So say you're picking up a $200,000 property. In order to figure out the cap rate, the simple equation is just to take the annual income. Now, the annual income is after expenses, after operating, you know, your actual income after you've paid the taxes, paid the utilities, paid whatever bills are supposed to be paid, and you divide it by the cost. So let's take an example of $200,000 for the property, and say you're going to get, after you pay everything, you're going to have $1,000 a month left over, okay? You would take $12,000, and you would divide that by 200,000, and you would end up with 6%. Now, that would be your cap rate. Now, this is, you can Google and you can find out different ways to figure out your rates and everything. And when you get into, you know, the longer version, you're going to actually figure out your capital expenditures and just some more accounting, and you're going to plug in a lot more numbers. But it's a simple, quick way when you're looking at something. If it's a $400,000 property and it's bringing in $25,000 profit, you take $25,000 divided by $400,000, and you get a little bit over 6%. So now a lot of investors want to see at least a 10% rate of return, or they don't want to pick up the property, because if it's not, they don't consider that a good investment. In Hawaii, there's many properties that will never yield you more than a 6, 7% rate of return, and people still buy. So it really depends on where you are in the country. I wouldn't ever want to touch anything lower than 6%, and that's still low. You have some investors that won't touch anything for less than 12% of a rate of return. And, you know, on this show, we always can only have time to give you tidbits, because there's just so much to learn and so much to go into. But what we like to do is show you that this isn't rocket science, and that you can get out there and you can start small. You know, there's a lot of places in the country. I mean, Detroit, Michigan has unbelievable amounts of properties. There's a lot of properties in the Midwest where people can pick up in different areas for really, really low amounts. The government right now has the Section 8 programs and a lot of other property programs, rental programs, that seem to be going very strong. So say you pick up a property and it only costs you $800 a month, but you're able to rent it out for $2,000 a month. That's a pretty good rate of return, right? So things that you can look at. So we just want to – but on our show, we like to throw things out to just show you that it's easier than you think. If you're not into this world of investing and haven't done it and haven't gotten into it, be careful. You always want to talk to your accountant. You want to talk to an attorney. You want to protect yourself. Make sure the legalese are done properly. Never buy anything without going through a title escrow company, so that everything's checked out, that you make sure legally you're covered every which way. Don't ever just buy on a handshake or just directly with the seller without going through title or escrow. So you want to make sure that you've got your contracts are in place. You can always go to realtyuniversal.com and fill out Contact Us, and we can put you in touch with people around the country. We have larger networks, too, for other areas, but this is basically talking about cap rate of returns here in the U.S. So again, there's more complicated ways to figure it out, but the simple way is to take your cap rate, divide it by your annual operating income, divide the annual operating income by the cost of the property, and go from there. And, you know, your expenses, you're going to keep, it's going to be property, upkeep, maintenance, taxes, insurance, utilities may be passed on to tenants. There's different types of leases you can have. Commercial gets into triple net leases. You may be picking up something that's kind of residential commercial, even just looking for one rental property. But it's really good to get started and have a little bit in your pool of assets for the long run, because typically these are going to appreciate, and they will be paid off too at some point. And it gives you some leverage, especially when you need to go borrow monies and you have equities and assets and hard real estate. So,
I was talking to a guy the other day. In fact, he lives on Maui, and he said he has a buddy who, and this opened my eyes to the investment possibilities with regard to real estate. And obviously, way back, there were some amazing situations, but he said that this guy, a friend of his, happens to own the land that South Coast Plaza Shopping Center in Orange County is on. So back in the day, I guess his family owned these strawberry fields or whatever it was, and rather than, and wow, I don't know how they did this, and I don't know if you can still do this today, but they basically set up a deal where this shopping mall, of course, South Coast Plaza in Orange County, one of the biggest shopping centers and malls, I think, in America, but they still own the land. that the shop
That's smart. Yeah, you can do that. Absolutely. Oh, yeah, they have lots of places where they do land leases, and that's fantastic. Huh. Fantastic.
Yeah, I just mind-boggling because I'm like, really? So, yeah, that's more money than I think you would ever need in life, you know, just the rent there from those guys. Wow.
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing. There's so many different investment possibilities, you know. There really are.
Yeah.
And you can start small.
Yeah, I love that. Start small, you know, think big, start small, act now. You know, do something.
Change your mindset. Yeah, you got to change mindset because it's not always easy.
Yeah.
But
and mindset, that's fascinating, and not to get off on that, but yeah, that mindset thing, you're right. We absolutely control our mindset, and yet it's so woven into feelings, and feelings, you know, can sort of dictate, if we allow them to, you know, what we're thinking, and it's kind of this vicious cycle. But you're right about mindset. You can decide and just say, you know what, here's the truth. This is the truth, you know, versus what I'm feeling right now. Here's the truth. And like you said, you know, if you're in America, you know, you're wealthier than most of the folks on planet Earth, regardless
of
your situation.
Well, what happens, though, what happens with the scarcity mindset is you look at it and go, okay, there's only this many dollars to make this work. It's not possible, okay? And it's not going to work because it's at the end, and many people have been there and get there. But when that happens and then the rest of you, our mindset shuts down, and then we're depressed and we can't do anything and we get scared and we do that, all that does is make it worse. It doesn't do anything to solve the problem and get in and try to figure out how to overcome it. And really our what we have as far as money isn't our true wealth, is it? It really isn't. I mean, you have some people that are so wealthy and they're very unhappy because they don't have the wealth in the rest of their life. But I know the mindset can shut us down fast, and we talk about that with other parts of our, you know, with what we do in the second half of the show. And a lot of people are having the economy is definitely a bit much different than it was a few years ago. Some people are making lots of money, but it seems like, and then a lot of people are struggling. So
yeah. I heard this guy one time kind of laying out that whole, you know, abundant life teaching. You know, Jesus said, "I've come that I give you life and give you more abundantly." And I think most people go right to, you know, the money thing when really. This guy, I heard, it was a guy on the radio, a pastor, and he was breaking out the different kinds of abundance. To your point a few minutes ago, there's abundance in relationships. There's abundance in, you know, all kinds of other things aside from money. And what if one of the ways that you're experiencing the abundant life is character forged through adversity? And I thought, oh, my goodness. That's really good, you know, that because that is abundance, to have character, you know, that has been forged through adversity. We don't think of it that way.
But I've heard people say, oh, my gosh, I lost $250,000. I lost $100,000. We didn't make this on this. We didn't make that. And it's almost like, you know what? That is life. And maybe you got a $250,000 education, right? People go and they go and they get their degrees and get higher degrees, and then they have these, you know, large loans to pay off. Well, if you've lost the money in other things, maybe that was your degree. Maybe that you learned that lesson, right? So it's definitely tough to look at it that way, but it makes a difference. It makes a difference. I remember being on island on Oahu here when 9/11 hit, and being in the industry since 1985, I mean, I always remember, you know, you get on the phone, you make things happen, you do whatever. And being in the industry and then coming in Maryland, I downsized and came back to Hawaii December 99. And then so we were starting fresh in 2000, 2001. So, it was just getting the business going at that time here. And when 9/11 hit, it was like a ghost town. Because we're on an island, of course, around the country, all the, you know, air traffic shut down, post office shut down, which shut down longer here because of being on an island. And so post office closed, air is closed. You're stuck. You can't go anywhere. Waikiki definitely looked like a ghost town. Tourism really went into the tank, and I sat there and went, oh my gosh, I was used to the East Coast where you could still go do another deal, make business happen, you know, being in real estate, right? Oh gosh, mm-hmm. you know, like, uh-oh, this is scary. It just, like, everything stopped.
Wow.
And it didn't take me that long, wow. to, maybe a few hours or maybe the next day, and I thought, get on the phone, make stuff happen, get on the phone. You mean? Now I could have just sunk and went. I could have sunk and went. Oh, forget it. It's not gonna. You know. But I didn't, and I changed my mindset right away, and I realized, whoops, wait a minute. And I'm not saying any of this stuff is easy. It's just that you can do it.
No.
You can do it, and it's a process, and we talk about that with our project. It's Time to Heal. It's a process, and all these little things trigger things from years back. You know, when you're going through, it's a hard time.
Yep.
So that's all.
Yep.
So just for what it's worth, and it really is a good time to get in and see if there's any investments that you can start getting into with a little bit of money, or just, you know, it's not. And it goes fast, unfortunately, these days. Money doesn't seem to last as long as it used to. The dollar is a little different now. But, so if you can get in and you can do anything, my suggestion is to try to start getting in and doing it. It's definitely, and there's a lot of knowledge and a lot of, you know, you may have something, you can partner with somebody. It's not always the best thing to do, but everybody knows where their comfort level is, but it's not a bad thing to try to branch out a little bit. Yeah.
Try something new. But again, do your due diligence, as we always say, always, you know, consult your tax attorneys and all the folks that would be involved in a decision like that. But I love, again, how you laid it out kind of in a way that's easy for, you know, us folk, the common man, if you will, to kind of go, okay, this is a way to understand this whole cap thing and the whole investment deal, and you know, it's a starting place, and then as you get into it, and, you know, there's Google, and obviously there's ways to learn more about stuff nowadays, but we always say recommend talking to your to your folks, to your attorneys and your CPAs and whoever helps you make financial decisions. Absolutely. Realty Universal Radio, on the air everywhere. Going to take another break and come back for the second half of our show. And, again, a cameo appearance by my wife, Monica.
Wonderful.
Going to talk connecting. Ladies connecting with each other. So I may just let you two do that connecting thing, and I'll take a nap or something. No, I won't.
We need you to jump in.
Take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/lifeplan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A 5-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. A weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. Two planning templates, a Word document, and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan in a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/lifeplan and sign up for my free email updates. I'll then immediately email you the download link to this amazing free resource. Don't wait. You can start the life plan adventure today. Experience the power of living your life on purpose.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
Can you hear me?
Wow. Wow. Monica is on the phone. Hey, you.
Yay. Hey. Hi, Monica.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, Monica. How are you?
I'm awesome. Oh, how are you?
Wonderful.
I'm sitting in a living room with some very old and dear friends of ours.
Oh.
Yeah, Mark and Lisa, say hi.
Oh, really?
Wow. Hi.
Hi, Mark and Lisa. How's it going?
Say hi.
Hey.
Hey, it's going good. It's going good. Yep.
Okay, well, shoots. Well, thank you for joining us. We wanted to just take a couple of minutes and really talk about the Women Connecting Women thing. That last week we had Stacey Moniz on, and she is the Women Helping Women Maui gal. I know what you're doing with your, reaching out to gals. I know you did that on Facebook where you're reaching out to gals to connect. And you said it in a way that was pretty amazing. And I was wondering if you could kind of repeat that, where you're talking about how, as you realize that, that women are struggling, and that even in their places of worship where there should be family and connection, sometimes the image management thing takes over and is a challenge. And so could you just kind of speak to that for a minute?
Okay. Well, you know that is my heart, and my passion is connecting women. And, since we've been back in Chico, I have just run into friends, and they've just been sharing their heart with me. And, some of them are in a horrible place. They're, going through some pretty horrendous times. There's been other women that I've connected with that, they just don't know how to move past some of their painful past. And so I just feel, because of what I've been through and my journey, that we really desperately need each other. We can't get through this life on our own, that there has to be connection for people to help encourage us, to love on us when we are in those hard times. And that's really what this group that I am just wanting to put together, just a bunch of us, to just love on each other and just be able to share freely and be vulnerable with each other. And I so benefited from that when I was going through a huge crisis in my life, and I believe in that. And I want other women to experience that, and then it trickles out, and then they start helping you know, and yeah. other women. Yeah. And mm-hmm. we need each other.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, women do. I mean, I know that that men and women, obviously, but I think women,
yeah.
for a variety of reasons, kind of feel things deeper, I think are able to identify feelings better. And like you say, as I have found that the image management thing, you know, in church is an issue we've run into with regard to
yeah.
marriage ministry, isn't it? I mean, people have said to us all the time, well, we didn't want to come to your marriage thing because we didn't want people to think we had problems, right?
Yeah, yeah. And the wife is usually the one that comes up to me and says, well, my husband doesn't want to go because he doesn't want anybody to think we have problems. Well, we all have problems. Yeah. We all have issues and stuff that we need to deal with. And when you are married, it's just magnified, you know. So,
yeah.
and just because you go to a marriage conference doesn't mean, you know, you're going to spill your guts and you know, you're going to have to share everything, or it's going to tell people you have problems. You know, it's to enhance, it's to better, it's to learn new things, new techniques, get new handles and tools to help you communicate, you know, to help you deal with the stress. All of those things, you want to better educate yourself to get past the anger, you know, and all of that stuff. It just gets really complicated, but you want to grow, and you want to grow as an individual, and you also want to grow as a married couple together. And that's really, for me, what a lot of those marriage classes are.
Mm. Wow. We are, yeah, privileged to talk to my my wife, Monica, talking about women reaching out to women. Guys tend to isolate themselves, I think, almost naturally. We're right. Guys are taught in some ways as they're growing up to be kind of loners, if you will, and, you know, don't share your feelings and, you know, don't communicate. But women can isolate themselves as well, especially if they've gone through a traumatic or life kind of altering event, right? Women tend to do that as well.
Yes, we can, and we have to learn to not do that, because really, to me, when you isolate yourself, it just breeds depression, because you're not sharing with someone what you're going through, you're not allowing someone to speak into your life, and you're not seeking out help. And the more isolated you stay, the deeper the depression becomes. And that, I am not by any means any type of clinical counselor. That is what I have learned on my own, you know, going through what we went through. So, and depression is a horrible thing, and it is difficult to get out of it. But in order to get out of it, you've got to surround yourself with people that love you and share, you know, and eventually, you know, you do get out of that, and it is by, you know, the sharing and being with other people. And, of course, you know, spending time in the Word and praying, it's all of those things, but it all works together. And when you're depressed and you're isolating yourself, that isn't happening, and you're not going to get out of that depression until you start working on getting better and getting out of that depression, and people will help you do that.
Interesting. Natalie was just talking about this in the first half of the show about mindset, you know, and about, you know, getting out of, you know, getting out of that place of allowing feelings to be dominating you, and, you know, that kind of spiral of depression we can get into when we isolate, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and I remember, you know, and I don't know if you remember this, but in our very first counseling session together that we had, you know, you didn't want to go there. And you kept telling, you kept saying, I can't do this. I'm not going to go there. And I was just like, well, why don't you want to? Why? And your final response was, you looked at me and you had just, you know, tears running down your face. You just said, I'm really afraid of what's down there. And it was people that helped you with that, seeing and walking you through that process, as scary as that was for you at the time.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's it. And we need people. We, you know, that's it. People, we need each other desperately.
Monica, what do you suggest, for example, for women and men, if if we know, okay, we need to talk to our friends or our core friend group, maybe close friends, that this is bugging me, I'm depressed, this is going on, but then maybe afraid we may sound like a broken record, or we want to be a good friend to them too. We don't want to always just be complaining about what's bothering us, right? So how do you suggest, is that like, because with the support groups, with, you know, do you find it's best to only speak to your certain support group that's doing the Women Connecting Women? Or how do you, any type of suggestions for people out there listening that say, how do I make sure I'm comfortable, but also how I don't turn into a friend that's just always depressed or just letting them, you know?
Well, you know, usually if you go to a, to me, if you go to a good friend, if somebody comes to me, you know, and says, you know, this is what I'm going through, and after a while it becomes this broken record, obviously, to me, you need to go seek professional. Let's find a counselor that can help you better than I can. I mean, I can only take somebody. I can only help somebody so far, and it is worth paying the money to go talk to somebody who knows what they're doing, that can help them get out of either that depression or help walk them through their situation. I wouldn't have gotten through what I got through without, I was going to counseling and a support group at the same time. So I was really bad off. And the counselor just helped me, you know, on kind of one side, and then the girls, the support group that I was in, they kind of helped me see things that I wasn't seeing. You know, they would tell me, you know, your husband's a jerk right now. You need to approach him maybe this way, you know, or why are you allowing him to speak to you this way, or why do you allow the kids to, you know, whatever. They were able to see things that I wasn't seeing.
They saw the pink elephant in the room, and they pointed it out, and you could trust them, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what the support group was. And then the counselor really just helped me process a lot of what I was feeling to help me push me and move me forward to get healing, to get to a better place. Because I finally had gotten to the place where, you know, if my marriage wasn't going to work out, then I wanted to be the best single mom that I could be. And I knew that I needed to make a lot of changes. And I couldn't do it on my own. I needed help doing that. And that's where this great counselor came in. And just all we did was talk. But it was amazing to me, you know, all of a sudden I would see red flags, or the light bulb moment would happen for me when he would point things out in a way where I would go, I never thought of it that way. I never looked at it that way.
Wow, that's incredible. And that, I think awareness helps us to heal and see, because we do, it's hard to see the forest from the trees when we're in the funk. And I think, and the getting the deep, that's what Randy and I are talking about with It's Time to Heal constantly, you know, with the project, is we're all broken, and there's these things deep down. And it's interesting. I heard a couple of weeks ago, they said men tend to not be able to, actually, Randy, I think, on our show brought about men, which you'll know what men tend not to express feelings, and sometimes, and when they're digging deep with their feelings, it'll turn to anger because they don't know how to express it. And then the other person, of course, if somebody's coming at you with anger, you're going to be angry too, but that's not at all what was happening. And wow. asked. It's a, I can see mm-hmm. where the counselors are more trained to see this, right? Rather than, wow, it's boy, it gets so deep, doesn't it?
It does. It does. So I wholeheartedly believe in it. There are, you know, some people that don't. And, you know, there are some situations where it's just you need a good friend to vent with and to get their perspective. And that's okay. Just, you know, find those safe people, you know, that you care about, that you trust. And sometimes it's just that good friend, and sometimes it's more. It just depends on the individual and the circumstances.
Wow. That's amazing.
Very cool. Again, talking to Monica Zachary. She's making I think her annual appearance on the Realty Universal radio show. And I think it timely from the perspective of last week's guest, Stacey Moniz, who's Women Helping Women on Maui. And that's, you know, again, that's a situation and a ministry where obviously, you know, women are helping women after things have gotten, you know, out of control, you know, up in there in abusive relationships and things like that. I think what we're doing here is kind of circling back and talking about ways women can, you know, keep things from getting to that point. Natalie, you said something that was interesting. You know, you brought up the fact that men often don't know how to define what they're feeling, and their default feeling is anger. And so, you know, and women who are very much in touch with their feelings, way more than the guys, tend to probably talk about it a way more than guys can really handle. And with that,
that's my problem. Huh? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I think it's across the board. I think it's typical. And so, think about this for a minute. So, you know, folks get married, and guys are not well good at processing. And here comes the female who's trying to engage the husband in conversation, and he's trying, but he's not really doing it very well. And because he can't sort it out, his default thing is anger, and it becomes this kind of trigger, and then anger and sadly violence then become parts of the relationship down the road. And I think it's all because there was a misunderstanding at the outset.
And isn't it, you know, it's not, it's definitely, yeah, it's definitely not funny, you know, but looking at the whole scenario, once you understand it, you can go, wow, that didn't need to be so serious. And meanwhile, in the relationship, it can be life and death. It can be such abuse. It can be the horrible type of way to live, right, without understanding what's going on at the time. Something so, wow, it's really all about awareness, because you're right. And those anchors get developed. So with those little triggers and anchors, before you know it, the husband or wife could walk in the room, maybe have a look on their face, and all of a sudden the other one's triggered, assuming, you know, because nothing's been worked out. And wow, it's really, gosh, Monica, what you're doing is heaven. Because how do we, women connecting women? Are you gonna? Is it gonna be like the website and blogging, or groups, or how are you gonna do this?
I just really have felt led, probably for the last year, to start something. And Randy and I have kind of been talking about it, and so, you know, it's just really been more and more obvious of the women that I'm running into in our hometown. And so Randy and I were talking about it, and so I just put it out on Facebook, you know, that I wanted any, you know, I've been running into women that are hurting, that, you know, are not even in fellowship. They're not even going to church because they're so hurt. And so I said, I'm just going to open up my home, and anybody who wants to come, you know, just message me. And I'm overwhelmed. And so when I'm not home right now because I'm caring for my grandfather while my parents are vacationing. But when I get back to Chico, we're just going to start a group. And whoever shows. But I just want this to be a place that women can come and share their heart, to be vulnerable and to be honest and authentic, and to be able to grow and get past some of the hurts that they have in their lives into the healing process. So that's just been my heart, and that's what I've been feeling that I've needed to do. And so it will start sometime in April. So I'm excited.
Wow.
I'm excited about the response that I've gotten from women in our hometown.
Fantastic.
Very cool.
Count me in
very cool.
Anything else you're doing virtually with it.
Okay.
Yeah, we might. The virtual thing might be a whole nother deal. Hey, let's jump on the phone lines. I believe we have somebody. Hi, are you calling in to talk to Monica? Hello? Hello? Okay, we'll mute him out.
Okay.
Look like we have a caller that, but we're unable to connect with him. So very, very cool. And, of course, the website, which we finally got going, MonicaZachary.com. So if you kind of... Yeah, if you've been kind of interested in hearing, you know, what you've been hearing the last few minutes, there's more there at MonicaZachary.com. So we actually, you have a website now. That's cool.
Well, isn't that cool? Only because of you, honey.
Cool.
I just think, I just feel like it's time, really, to encourage you in this area. You know, you just have had this burden, this passion for quite a while for women, and you know, you, like you said, you keep running into women in various situations in life that from devastating to just kind of the day-to-day struggles that we all need help with. So, and
yeah,
the response
yeah.
you got on Facebook was amazing. The women
yeah.
that want to be involved. And Natalie hit on a great thing. I think there's something to be said for a virtual, maybe a weekly call or something like that as well with gals. But we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. And the technology these days, I mean, nothing's impossible, you know, when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what God is going to do and what's ahead. So I'm really excited, actually, to get back home and get started on this. So it'll be really fun. It'll be really.
Where are you right now with Mark and Lisa? Are you at their house?
I am at Mark and Lisa Rome's house in
wow.
Roseville, California. Yep.
Yeah,
we're
baby.
Gonna go out to lunch. So we miss you.
Okay.
Wish you were here with us.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But
so,
you know what?
Yeah.
We'll hook up. We'll hook
Absolutely.
up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thanks for the time, hon. I know Mark's probably hungry, so we'll let you go.
Okay.
Thank you, Monica.
Thanks, Natalie.
Thank you. God
okay.
bless you. Thank you.
Bless you. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Wow.
To everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day. Thank you.